In studio with us this morning, Jane Holzrichter with the Soroptimists and Kieran Christ with Prairie Star Health Center joining us because they're coming together as they have for the last few years for an event, the Soroptimist Women's Show and Prairie Star's Family Health Fair, both happening on Saturday on the Kansas State Fairgrounds. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
All right. So first of all, Jane, I don't remember. How many years is this for the women's show?
This is our 21st year hosting the Women's Fair in Hutchinson, Kansas.
Okay, so 21 years doing that. Kieran, do you happen to know how long Prairie Star has been a part of it?
15 years.
Okay. Because I know Kieran's new, so I wasn't sure if she knew the exact number, but I figured Jane probably did. Okay. But really, this in previous years has been kind of two buildings, but y'all are going into one building this year.
We are really excited to go into one building this year and share the wealth. So this is a free family and women's show this year. First time ever that we have not charged at the door. So please come on out. But yes, we're really excited to have everybody under one roof, and we are looking at approximately about 160 booths being under that one roof.
Wow, okay, 160 booths, and this is in the Meadowlark building. I'm trying to remember how many they have there for the fair. I want to say it's somewhere between 80 and 100, so y'all are going to be in there pretty tight.
We will be, but, you know, there's still a lot of room in there. It's just amazing how you can change the layouts and make it work.
Okay, and so from the healthcare side, Kieran, what are the different screenings and things that are going to be available on Saturday?
I know for sure the Prairie Star is going to have breast exams. We're going to have oral cancer screenings from our dentists, and our vision department is coming out. The hospital is also coming out, and they're going to do, help me out here.
I'm pretty sure they're like the blood test type stuff.
Okay. And then we're going to have a whole bunch of other booths coming in for informational and other screenings. The Hutch Clinic's also going to be there. I think they're introducing some doctors and stuff, so that'll be fun.
All right. And again, there's all kinds of health fair side things, but regarding the women's show side, and I kind of, maybe I shouldn't call them sides because it's all going to be interspersed within each other, I'm sure. But what are some of the different things that'll be a part of the women's show, Jane?
Well, so many vendors come year after year because it is a great show. And I'm just going to clarify, Nick, one thing is it will not be interspersed with each other. We will have sectional.
Oh, okay.
Areas.
So they're gonna separate.
They will be, and it will be by a curtain. And one of the things that I do want to share to the patrons is the fact that we're bringing back the carotids, and that was something that was missed over the last couple of years. But the hospital is bringing back some of those screenings that have been so popular, glucose screenings and carotid Doppler and things like that. So for those individuals that came specifically for that, we want you to come back.
Okay.
The women's show is going to have, it will have a lot of the fashion tips, home decor, artisans, jewelry, banks will be there. We just have a lot of variety of things, so many that I hate to name just one.
Well, sure, and that is the issue, is that if you've been on, Facebook for more than 5 minutes, you will see lots of different folks that have the different home-based businesses that they have a lot of booths that are those too.
They do.
And so there will be a lot of that out there. Just a good opportunity for folks to get together. And though it is the women's show, and I use that in air quotes, you want the whole family to come out.
Absolutely. This is not just a show for women to come out. We see a lot of men. We see children that come out. So, yes, bring your family. And you know what? The weather looks like it's going to cooperate with the women's show and free family health fair too, because with the wind and the temperatures, what better place can you be?
Yeah, you want to be inside, that much is for sure, coming up on Saturday for the women's show and the family health fair. And so 21 years of doing this, what have you learned over the time, Jane, that you've been helping out with it?
You have to be adaptable. You have to be adaptable. You have to be flexible. You meet the needs of your vendors that come and want to participate. And you always have to be prepared for anything. One year we had a blizzard, and it was the only year that it had ever been canceled. I think it's just going to be wind and cooler temperatures this year.
Yeah, above freezing. At least that's what it looks like right now. So we're going to be okay with that. It'll be a day that you probably would rather be inside than outside. All apologies to the poker run that we had on in the first segment. But at the same time, if you want to spend the better part of your morning there, this is a morning into the early afternoon event, right?
It is for the health fair. 9 to 1 is the health fair. And the women's show has always been till later in the afternoon. And this year we will be 9 to 3. That's 1 hour earlier for the cutoff. But many people just, they're ready to prepare for their evening. And so we just felt like it was okay to stop at 3 o'clock this year. So we're going to try it again. Adaptable and being flexible is the key.
We want to repeat ourselves for emphasis that both events are free this year.
Absolutely. This is the first time for us. This was a fundraiser that the Seroptimists used to help women and children further their education. But this year we are going to shift the way we look at that, and we're opening the doors for everyone to come out free.
All right. And so no reason not to come out for the women's show and the family health fair. The health fair portion, again, is from 9 to 1, and the women's show from 9 to 3. While I had Kieran here, though, I wanted to ask her quickly about a story that we had on HutchPost here last week, and that is they have a new, I don't know how quite to put this, pediatric mascot, I guess is what I would call it, a new graphic that you're going to have for the peds side at Prairie Star. And are you still taking nominations for that?
Yeah, we're taking submissions, I believe, until the 24th.
Okay.
So this upcoming either Wednesday or something like that, but next week.
Okay. And how? And that's for younger kids to basically try to name this avatar. Without a name, it's hard for me to figure out what to call it.
Right. We call him our little pediatric buddy right now. But that made me get calls, be like, are we getting a dog? Are we getting another fish? I'm like, no, it's a cartoon, I promise.
Okay.
Yeah, we're taking submissions for grades K-8. So you can have your kid put in a name, and they can be entered for a gift card. I think first place gets $25 to Freddy's, and second and third get $5 to Dairy Queen.
Okay, and is there like an online form, or do they email you, or what do they do there?
There's an online form, or they can come in and sign up on the sheet in pediatrics.
You going to have a box out at the fair?
At the fair?
Yeah, at the health fair.
Oh, I mean, we could. There's a whole marketing booth. You might as well come by.
Yeah, come by and see what they've got going on at Prairie Star Health Center. And then again, the hospital and the clinic are helping out as well with the health fair side. So they really all come together on this. And I know that's true for the Seroptimist side, too. You've got all sorts of different small businesses that have bought booths, and they're helping you guys out. So, again, what does the fundraiser portion go to? What do you guys do with that money?
We offer scholarships each year for women that are going into college and they need to just have a little assistance. We do not put a disclaimer on how they can spend the money, as long as they are going after higher education. And then also our community impact dollars, which are very important. They're for senior girls that are going on to further their education. And education's a big word today, because there's many different forms that you can go and go into a new career. And we extend that to a $500 scholarship for each girl, and we give two of those out. $1,500 is for an adult female furthering their education.
Mm-hmm. And that's such a huge part of everything that is done across the community. But I know particularly in Hutchinson, I've talked to Carter File at HutchCC about this, and they've done a lot of work across the street, or not directly across the street, but pretty close to that in their nursing program. So I know, Kieran, from you guys' perspective, you're always looking for particularly young women to get into healthcare, and because that's really the next generation of folks that can help you guys out.
Right. Yeah, we're looking for anyone and everyone. So we think it's wonderful with organizations like the Seroptimists who are helping further that education and bring in young ladies into the healthcare department. Because if you've checked out our providers list, it's a lot of young ladies who are very awesome and wonderful providers. So we think it's awesome what they're doing and, you know, helping those girls along.
All right. So come on out to the health fair and to the women's show. Again, the women's show is from 9 to 3, health fair from 9 to 1 in the Meadowlark Building on the Kansas State Fairgrounds. If you missed something or if you want a list of what's going on, you guys have basically your poster as part of the Seroptimist page on Facebook.
We do. And the posters are up all over town. We are on things like Hutch Post and other radio stations. So I think we've done a really great campaign. We're just wanting to see everyone come out and enjoy themselves at the Women's Show and Health Fair this Saturday.